Absolutely. And of course it was right, because the college circuit was coming just right. And I mean, I know you did many colleges. I seem to me, I saw you at Bulls Park College in Hartford, I think.
Oh, right, I'm sure.
And places like that. And it was a very healthy place for bands to sort of go who were taking music more seriously, wasn't it?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's hard to describe, in these days, the actual amount of gigs that were available.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, all the student unions had, you know, gigs probably a few times a week. And even in our hometown of Portsmouth, you could probably play every night of the week in a different club. And I bet there's not even one now, venue.
Well, certainly, I don't think there's many college gigs.
No, probably aren't.
Around at the moment, because they had huge budgets to spend on bands, didn't they?
Absolutely, The students' union were running, proper promoters.
Yeah. Hey, so you had six albums for Vertigo, wasn't it? And then we come to these albums that have just been reissued. And the first one we played a track from was Free Hand.
Yeah.
And I see on the sleeve notes here that Derek actually said that we thought at the time when we were recording that we were really coming into our own. Is that the way you viewed it, that you paid your dues and now was the time to push on?
Yeah, in fact, just before that we'd had a kind of managerial situation where it got very, very messy, and with a kind of legal battle. And so actually the idea for the Free Hand was just a general kind of notion of freedom, really, to do what we wanted. Yeah, we definitely started coming into our own then. We kind of got over the fact that our eldest brother Phil left in 1972 after Octopus, our fourth album.
Yeah,
we'd made one album that kind of didn't get released in America called In a Glass House, and then we were offered a deal through Chrysalis, which we really took up, and it was absolutely great. Actually, it's probably the most exciting time of the band. Really, it definitely felt fresh again, and we were all living and rehearsing more or less in Portsmouth. So that's a very healthy situation for a band to be in the same town. Things got a bit kind of more mixed up after that, fractured, and people kind of relationships happen, and you kind of spread around the world.
I was going to say, I mean, having brothers in the band, did that make it awkward for the rest of the band who weren't part of the family?
Yes. Yeah, I know. In fact, if you ever interview Ian Anderson, he always remembers the arguments on tour. He just could not believe a band could argue like that after, you go down a storm on a gig and get back to the dressing room and it sounded like, just unbelievable. The amount of shouting that went on, and it's hard to know why, really. I think it's mostly my brother Derek, though, being a disciplinarian.
Brothers fall out. I haven't spoken to mine for many a year, so it happens, doesn't it? Like the Gallaghers aren't the first to stage.
That's right, but it's all forgotten like 5 minutes later, actually, luckily. But,
yeah, well, that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play something from the interview album.
Right.
And it's hard to choose, really. Actually, I think I'll go for Empty City. So
okay.
Here you are. It's Empty City from the album Interview.